President Bush proposed a $2.23 trillion deficit burden budget to Congress yesterday for the fiscal year starting in October. Lawmakers have a say over how only a third of that budget is spent. The rest goes to entitlement programs or interest on the national debt. There's a 4.2% increase in negotiable discretionary spending, half of which goes to the Pentagon. When it comes to a wide array of federal spending on social needs, the president's budget is more austere. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
This is a budget which, if approved by Congress, would shape much of what the federal government spends during a year marked by a presidential election. It funds some new initiatives appealing to swing voters that President Bush outlined last week in his State of the Union address, money to fight AIDS in Africa and the Caribbean, and for treating drug addiction. But defense is the president's clear favorite for additional spending, a $15 billion increase, along with nearly $5 billion more for the new Homeland Security Department. White House Budget Director Mitch Daniels yesterday defended a $380 billion Pentagon budget that accounts for more than half the discretionary spending.
The president has chosen as his top priority the safety of Americans, to be secured both through aggressive prosecution of the war on terror, a strengthened national defense base, and the construction of a homeland security infrastructure, now that one is necessary in our country.
There's also another $500 million in the budget for NASA. It was added before the Columbia debacle, and Daniel said that funding could still be increased. Overall, the budget dips deeply in the red. The White House predicts the deficit this year will amount to $304 billion. That beats the previous deficit record of $290 billion set the last year Mr. Bush's father was president. Next year's deficit is projected to climb several billion dollars higher. White House officials played down the deficit, saying they make up a smaller percentage of the country's gross domestic product than did previous shortfalls. But congressional Democrats pounced on the red ink and the fact that an additional $160 billion would also be taken this year from Social Security funds to finance government operations. They pointed out that not 1 cent is budgeted for a war with Iraq and its aftermath, while many government agencies are barely funded at last year's levels. South Carolina's John Spratt, the top Democrat on the House Budget Committee, deplored the return to deficit spending.
Now, where does it come from? It comes from borrowing. And this is tantamount to saying, we figured out how to have it all. To eat our cake and have it too, we let our children pay for it. Because when you charge it up to the deficit, you're charging it up to the next generation.
Citing those shortfalls, North Dakota's Kent Conrad, the Senate Budget Committee's top Democrat, called the more than $1 trillion worth of new tax cuts the president is proposing a stunning lack of fiscal responsibility.
I think it's a profound mistake. It's one thing to have tax cuts at a time of economic weakness to give lift to the economy. That makes sense. That I would support, even if we were in deficit. But what the president is proposing is huge tax cuts beyond the time of projected economic weakness. At times, he's forecasting strong economic growth.
Republican Senate Budget Chair Don Nichols argued that government policies had nothing to do with the return to deficits.
What really has caused the deficits, there's been a very dramatic decline or reduction in revenues. And the reduction in revenues was not tax cuts. The reduction in revenues, the fact the economy was soft, in fact, the stock market crashed.
But even some of Nichols' fellow Republicans say if the president wants Congress to approve his budget, he'll have to scale back some of the proposed tax cuts and allow more social spending. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.